We are joining the media center by provisional pro stock number one qualifier, Bo Butner. Bo, you ran a 6.559 at 210.28 miles per hour during our Q3 qualifying session here on Saturday night. You stole the top spot from your KB teammate, Jason Lyon. How did you feel whenever you were on that pass?
I'm going to have a hard time sleeping tonight taking that from Jason. But no, it was a very good pass, but I've had the car, for 4 weeks now, and just I haven't drove it well. So I think I drove decent that time, and very happy. Our Jim Butner Auto Group, Speed Dog, Summit Racing Camaro is awesome, and it has been, and I'm ready just to go racing. And this is like day 20 of Indy, I think.
You're a sports and racer, Pugh, through and through. You talk about that all the time. I know you're running in factory stock. You've won in pro stock, and I believe you're a runner-up in factory stock. What would it mean to win both of those here in Indy, your home state?
Well, if there was a golf cart class and I could be capable of winning that just to win Indy, I don't care what it is. That's one I haven't won. I've been close a few times. But I'm just happy to have the ability and just to have a chance to race and race at the U.S. Nationals. It's pretty cool. The more you sit and think about it, you get goosebumps. So it's kind of cool.
Do you think that number one spot will, because we have two more qualifying sessions tomorrow, do you think that will hold up tomorrow?
I think it's going to be tough to get around it, but again, we have some KB cars behind us. All the cars are pretty close. We made a good run. If it gets hot tomorrow, it'll be tough, but I think a lot of teams will go more into race day for Monday tomorrow, so I know we will. So who knows? If it holds up, it's good. If it would be bumped out of the top four, I'd be very shocked.
Okay. Question to the media.
This is the first race where there's a bonus for
truck
stock.
Well, it's
like number one.
Race star wheels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I believe it's $2,500.
Nice. I like those guys. I guess Jason was planning on that. Now I'm going to get it.
Yeah, absolutely was.
Yeah, I did not know that. So I'm going to hear about it, I promise you.
Yeah. You mentioned something about your factory stock car being back to Southern Louisiana.
Yeah, actually, that run there, I didn't have my normal crew chief, Daryl Heron. But I do have his two sons hopped in. Still have Jeff Tremble. We have a lot of good help from the KB team. They all jumped in, really didn't do their normal jobs and did it. And then as I got out of the car down there, I kind of stayed out with the old Heron and with the new Herons. So it's kind of cool. But no, Daryl, I love him. He's my brother. He's actually on his way down to Floyd Knobs right now to change our motors out so I can have it for first round in the morning, have the whole car. So we'll be competitive then. Just a little mistake we made tuning-wise on the shootout car. But it'll be good, and it's going to pull big wheelies. It's cool.
Thank you very much.
Well, was this factory showdown car, is that only sports car this weekend?
Yeah, they only let us run two cars in HRA. If they let us do four or five classes, I promise you, I'd have them lined up. But they only let you do two, so... Randy Lynn's still in the super gas car, which is cool, going in the fourth round. And, of course, they haven't started stock or super stock. So there's a lot of sportsman racing left.